baldness. Though our house was quite modern, with lots of glass and odd angles, my grandmother's clothes and furniture made her room into a time machine. From her heavy, claw-footed dresser, I got the gold brooch that she asked for. Then I helped her up and put her cane in her hand. The bend of its handle matched her back. We inched our way down the hall. "We go left here, Grandma. It's shorter." I was now a full head taller than she was. I pulled her gently to the left and winced at the sight of her baggy dress. She'd lost weight and height in the past few years. I let her rest. "No hurry," I said. It was a week since she'd been out of her room. Only a year before, she'd lived in her own apartment, walked to the grocery, taken cabs to visit her friends. When my mother insisted she move in with us, her doctor visits increased, but the rest of her world began shrinking. First to the house, then to her room, and finally to her bed. Leading her out the front door, I couldn't help but think how little she resembled the woman who'd walked in the summer before. "Grandma, where are we going?" Judging by her clothes, it was someplace fancy.
"I'll show you."
The car was sitting out in the driveway and was hot as a sauna inside. I opened the doors to cool it off, got her seated, and turned the key. The engine gave a growl like a guard dog and died. It took two more tries to get